In 2023, for the first time in the US, fatal overdoses claimed more than 112,000 lives, with young people among the hardest hit. Bella Grume, a friend of Burton, now dedicates her time to spreading awareness of a miracle drug that can reverse an overdose.
There were so many opportunities where both bystanders and some of the medical personnel involved could have administered naloxone and it could have saved her life. So in her legacy, I just want to make sure that as many people as possible know what to do so that something like that is less likely to happen again. And then you press the plunger down, and then you've administered a dose of naloxone. A lot of people think that it's not something that would happen to them or someone they know, or they wouldn't ever be there. But there have been 3 student and alumni deaths in the past, I think, 18 months. So it is very much a present threat. People shouldn't be scared, but they should be prepared.
Due to the work of former UNC Panhellenic President Cameron Somerville, each sorority is now required to keep a supply of naloxone in-house, with the fraternities following suit.
Coming to campus in December 2020, there was so many news articles about fraternities, and they called it a large-scale drug ring. It just made me think about the topic in itself a little bit deeper. So I started doing my own research, and that's when I first discovered naloxone. It wouldn't affect the average person. So if you give it to someone who's not overdosing, nothing happens. So I started thinking, why is this not in a first aid kit, or why is this not as readily available as a Band-Aid or cough syrup? That's when I got that idea. And then when I came into this role, I felt that it was the perfect opportunity to implement.
Carolina Harm Reduction Union is a student organization that distributes naloxone, fentanyl testing strips, and education about drug overdoses. Co-founder Carolina Clodfelter shares the importance of harm reduction.
How could her death not mean we need a change? How is it okay for us to just stay here and say, let's just keep telling people not to use? Drug use in general is so stigmatized. Whether you know it or not, you're one person removed. It makes people more comfortable sharing their stories, and that is such a big part of what we do, is creating a safe space.
You gotta talk about it like an EpiPen. It's like, oh, just put it wherever you put an EpiPen. It's your big muscle.
I would much rather have somebody alive the next day and feeling that support and the strength to reach out and the strength to do something about it. You can't get better if you're not alive to do that.
I'm Jasmine Baker reporting.